Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome to another episode of Why Don't I Just Get Started? And I am your host, Robert Farrell. It is Sunday night, March 13th, 2016. It is our first day of daylight savings time. Since it's about 8:30 at night, I will assume that if you're listening live, you have already set your clocks forward. If not, then you may want to do so. Welcome, as I said. Today's show is called Just Because, and I am doing this show tonight just because. Just because. What does that mean? Why? Whenever there's a because, we need a why. Because what? Well, there are a lot of reasons we do things. And I'm not going to focus on the negative things we do. I'll talk about that for a moment. I think a lot of times we do the negative things we do out of fear. That's pretty much the number one reason. Then other reasons might be greed, hatred, passion. Negative passions, prejudices, those kinds of things. But I think most of those fall under some sort of fear-based response. But as I said, I'm not really going to focus a lot on that. What I am going to focus on is why do we do the things we do that are positive? Why do we do what we do? Why am I doing this radio show? And I said, just because. Because why? Well, as I said, there are a lot of reasons, or at least a few. One of them is fun. Why am I doing this? Because it's fun. I like doing it. I have always enjoyed any kind of media or audience. And not only have I always enjoyed it, I've pretty much always been fairly good at it. Now, this doesn't mean I'm perfect or haven't had to learn things or haven't made mistakes, but I've often or almost always had a natural proclivity for this. I'll give a couple of examples. About 10 years ago, I was asked to be on a radio show, and I don't even know how it was they heard of me, but somebody called and said, hey, could you do this radio show with us? And I was going to speak on job search strategies. Well, I'd never been on a radio show. I don't even think I'd ever seen a radio station or a disc jockey booth, but that's not true. I have, but I don't think I'd ever done any kind of radio show before. So I went and did this radio show, and I was very pleasantly surprised at how well I did. Now, I'm not saying this with any sense of immodesty or conceit. It was just very easy and natural for me to answer questions that the radio host had for me. He asked me questions, and I was able to answer succinctly and clearly without a lot of hesitation or verbiage or confusion. I was able to answer directly and clearly, and I'd never had any experience with this. So it was a really nice surprise. Something else, I've always enjoyed being a public speaker. I've always been fairly good at that. Again, I've had to learn it and get better at it, but for the most part, I've always been pretty good at it. Another example, going back to the radio show, or the radio, when I was in college, Grossmont College, community college, they had a radio station on the campus, and they said, if you want, you can DJ for a half hour, and you can bring any music that you want and be a DJ. So I picked a stack of records. I wrote out a list of songs. And I did my thing. And I was complimented on my song selection, but the thing I remember was how easy it was simply to be in front of that mic and talk about the songs, the artists, the years they came out, the albums they were on, all of that. It just kind of flowed out of me. And it was fun. It was really fun. And this ties in with something else as to why we do things. I think we do things because we are created or genetically predisposed, however you want to say it. But we are created with certain abilities, with certain talents, with certain skills that just come naturally to us. Now, I believe, I really, really believe that everyone has these. I believe every single person on earth has abilities and skills that come naturally to them. Now, again, this doesn't mean they don't need training or development or maturation, but we all have some things we are good at. I remember as young as about 9 or 10 years old being funny, maybe even earlier, but I remember just one time being at a week-long camp, and we had to do skits. And I did skits. I did a skit, and I remember just being able to make adults laugh. And I was 9 or 10 years old. And, I felt so good about myself because I had suddenly discovered this skill that I had. It was very, very powerful. So we do these things because they're part of us, because they are how we were created. And when we use these abilities, I think we have a sense of fun. And this ties into something else. I think we do things just because we love to do them. Now, I love doing this. It's fun. It's part of who I am. And I just love it. I love the idea of just doing it. Not because I foresee necessarily any particular result. Although I wouldn't mind, for example, if somebody listened to this radio show and said, hey, you are really good. We would like to offer you a syndicated show, and we will pay you thousands and thousands of dollars a year if you will do a show. I mean, I would absolutely love that. I would not turn that down at all. But my point is, I'm not doing it for that reason. Now, it's possible that maybe I need to focus thusly, but I didn't get into it because I thought, I'm going to make $1 million off this. I did it just because it felt like a natural, normal, fun thing to do. And I think that's important. I think it's very important to do things that feel natural and normal and healthy and fun. A lot of times people take jobs for one reason only, money. Now, let me talk about money for a moment. First of all, I have no problem with money. Absolutely none. I am not one of those people who believe that money's evil or that we shouldn't try to get as much of it as we honestly can. I absolutely love money. And I don't love it in the way that it says in 1 Timothy, the love of money is the root of all evil. I don't worship it. I don't dedicate my whole life to it. But I do like having money. And I like having money for the freedom and choices it gives us. But rarely in my life have I taken a job simply because of the money. Now, it's interesting because I, at one time, decided to pursue the idea of being an elementary school principal. And this was a long time ago. And there was only one reason for me to do this, for the money. Because I knew that elementary school principals, even bad ones, made at the start, $90,000 to $100,000 a year. And I thought, well, that's the job for me. I want to be a principal. I'm going to be making so much money that it'll be wonderful. The problem was that I had no real intrinsic interest in being a principal. I had no real intrinsic interest in education, in elementary education. I simply wanted the money. Looking back, I could see now it was a terrible idea. And not only that, I was in elementary ed at the time, and more than one of my peers mentioned to me, you know, this may not be your best choice. Why? Well, because I wasn't particularly enjoying being an elementary school principal. And I mean, an elementary school teacher. So if I didn't like being a teacher, I certainly wasn't going to like being a principal. So I abandoned that idea, and I was glad I did. Shortly after that, I got out of elementary education altogether, and I got into adult education. And for the most part, it's been a wonderful, wonderful job. And I've been very happy in it. And I remember especially when I started how much I enjoyed it. It was absolutely one of the highlights of my life starting out because I was so excited, first of all, to be out of something I didn't like, and second of all, to be in something I really enjoyed. A little personal history here. Before and during my elementary school years, I actually taught at an adult school somewhere else and was very, very good at it for the most part and had very, very good experiences with it. So I was thrilled to get back into it. And here's another thing. With regard to the money, when I started in elementary ed, the money was actually pretty good. I'm sorry, not elementary ed. When I started back in adult ed, the money was pretty good. And that does actually go along with the whole idea of the concept of, I think Melanie Beatty is the author of this, do what you love and the money will follow. And that did seem to be true for me for quite a while. I was actually making, at the beginning, a lot of money. And it was really nice. I was getting a lot of assignments. I was very happy. I was very enthusiastic. I was very well received by just about everybody. And it was a really good time. Things changed after about 4 years because the economy took a nosedive. But for a long time, I was doing very well. Going back, though, should we do something just because of the money? And my answer is maybe, but I'm going to say this. If it's only for the money and you hate the work, my answer is going to be no. If it's for the money and you don't love the work, but you could do it and not be miserable, then my answer is, well, think about it. And if the answer is, yes, the money's good, and yes, I love the work, then absolutely do it. Should there be times when you pick money over love of a particular profession or professional course? Again, if it's something you're going to hate, then it's not worth it. And it's not worth it not only as a spiritual principle, but it's not worth it as a very pragmatic principle, because even if you're making a lot of money and you're miserable, that's going to show up in your work. And chances are you're not going to last very long in your job. You're going to hate it. You're going to be miserable. You're probably not going to do very well. And you'll probably damage your reputation by not doing well. You might wind up getting fired. And so it's really not worth the money. I think of a job that I had for a while, and I didn't know that I would hate it, but I came to hate it very quickly, and it was a management position, and I was absolutely miserable. I can't even describe how much I hated it. And the funny thing is that I was making more money than I had ever made in my life. I had a company car. I didn't have to pay for gas. I didn't have to pay for car insurance. And I was absolutely miserable. And it just wasn't worth the money. And I did wind up getting fired. And I'll say this, that the day that job ended was one of the happiest days of my life. But it certainly was not worth the money I was making. It was not worth my health. It was happiness. It was just an awful experience for me. It's funny, I remember a lot of it now as I'm talking about it. I remember having these ripples going up and down my neck while I was in the midst of this job and the heat of it at the worst time. And I was having these ripples going up and down my neck, and I didn't know if I was about to have a stroke or what was going on. And when I got fired from the job, very shortly after that, the ripples went away. And I've had other jobs like that where even though the money was good, I was so unhappy that it was affecting my health. And it just wasn't worth it. So should you take a job just because of the money? No, you really shouldn't. But I will add this about jobs. Ideally, we take jobs that are well-paying and doing things that we absolutely love. That's the ideal job. I think a lot of us have to work really hard to get to that job. So what do we do? Well, let's assume that you're in a job that is not your ideal job. What can you do? Well, a couple things you can do. You can quit. Now, I've talked about this before, but let me go over it again. If you're going to quit your job, there are three ways to do it. One, you just quit. You go in one day and you say, you know, I can't do this, I quit. I'm leaving today, or I'm giving my 2-week notice, or whatever is professional, and I'm out of here. And I don't recommend that course very often, but sometimes things are so extreme at work and they cause so much misery that you just have to cut your losses and run. You just have to quit. I had a job when I was 16. I went door to door trying to sell magazine subscriptions, and I absolutely hated it. And when school started again, I thought, you know, I can't work and go to school. So I said to myself, I'm going to go into work today, and I'm going to give them my 2-week notice, because I just, first of all, I hate this job. And second of all, I can't manage school and work at the same time. And so I went to work and I said, I'd like to tender my resignation effective 2 weeks from today. And yes, I actually said it like that, even at 16. And my boss said, well, we're going to let you go today then, because we have found that once people decide they want to quit, that there's no use keeping them on because their mind isn't on their job. To be my last day of work, and I was so happy. Now I was 16, so this did not have a lot of career implications for me. But as I said, sometimes that's just how we have to do it. We just have to quit. The second way to quit a job is to give a two-week notice. And let me differentiate this from the first way, which is you just walk in, you quit right then and there. I very rarely recommend that, though sometimes it's necessary. The more professional way is to give a two-week notice. And I don't really need to say a whole lot more about that, but it is professional common courtesy, and it's the way it should usually be done. The third way to quit a job is to make a plan. And by that I mean you figure out what you want to do next, you create your resume, you create a plan, you start working towards that next job, and you keep your job until you find your next job. Now, this is sometimes a little harder than it seems because I generally do not recommend telling anyone at your first job that you're looking for a second job. Also, if you are looking for a second job, realistically, this means you might have to go out for interviews, and this may take away time from your first job. And so you're going to have to balance that. You're going to have to think, how does this work? How am I going to do this ethically and correctly? And for each person, it's a little different. But that's the number one way, I think, to look for a new job is to make a plan with steps, write out that plan, and then follow that plan so that you can get to something that you like and not hate, or that you love and not hate. Now, let's go back to the whole idea of just because. I said, do you take a job just because of money? And my answer to that was no, that ideally you would have a job that you love, absolutely love, and that you would be paid well for it. And I don't know how many people have that. I know a lot of people say they hate their jobs, but I'm going to go back to saying that if you can't find a job you love, at least have a job that you like. Now, what does that mean? It means that this is not my ideal job, but I don't hate it. There are good things about it, and I'm grateful for those good things. Now, let me say this. First of all, there is no perfect job. Absolutely none. There's no perfect job. Even the best job is going to have problems. So if you're looking for the perfect job, stop. You're going to be frustrated. The idea, I think, is to say, well, how much of my job is really good and how much is bad? And what can I focus on the good? And with regard to the bad, how bad is it? Now, I'm going to say this, that sometimes we make things worse than they really are. In other words, we complain, we gripe, and we don't see what's good about our jobs. So first of all, I'm going to say this, that if you have a job, you're blessed. Even if you have a bad job, because if you have a job and you're working, that means you're making at least some money. And that's a blessing. The second thing I'm going to say is, if you don't like your job, is it the job or is it you? Are there things you can focus on that would make your job better? Now, here are a couple of very practical suggestions that may help. First of all, stop complaining. Just stop. Stop complaining. Now, I have, in my life, been very, very guilty complaining about my job. Complaining about either the clients or the work or the boss or the drive or the money or whatever, whatever. And the truth is that, again, if you're working, if you're making some money every week, you're blessed. And if you don't believe me, look at all the unemployed people. And I guarantee you that no matter how difficult or painful or distressful your job is, that there are many, many, many people who would gladly trade places with you. Now, again, I'm not advocating that you should be miserable at work, that you should be in a job that's abusive or not something you're enjoying. I'm not saying that you should be miserable, but I'm also not saying that you should create your own misery. And I think a lot of people do. I know that I did. When I look back on my past, as I said, I can see where there were times when I was just very negative about my job. And a lot of times, that negativity was not warranted. Because really, the truth was, I actually had a decent situation and I was making things worse through complaining. So, do things just because you like them. And find ways to make life and make your job better. And if you absolutely can't, if you're in a position at work and you just cannot find any way to make it better, do one of two things. Stop complaining and or find something different. Find something that you're not miserable in. Find something that if you don't love it, at least it's not horrible for you. Find something that you can say, I'm doing this just because I enjoy it, for the most part. Just because it aligns with my talents and abilities. I'm doing it just because I'm glad to be working. Find those reasons. I think you'll be a lot happier. I did this show tonight just because I wanted to do it. Just because it was a good way to use my time. Just because I wanted to create a legacy of good things to do. And now I'm saying goodbye just because my time's up. If you need a coach, a mentor, a writer, a speaker, 619-672-0378. Call me. I look forward to it.